it's a big historic moment. You know, after 45 years, we're leaving the European Union. And I do see it as a victory for ordinary people and campaigners because, you know, just a few years ago, every single MP supported staying in the EU. So it's a big moment. I want it to be happy. I don't want it to be particularly political. There'll be people there who have been Labour Party supporters, Conservatives, UKIPers, Brexit Party, whatever. We'll have people there from the world of business. We'll have some entertainers there, bit of music, bit of fun, bit of humour. So it's meant to be a good-natured celebration. It's being done under the banner of Leave Means Leave. Leave Means Leave, a campaign organisation that does attract people from across the spectrum. An application went in to the Mayor's office last Friday. So we're asking for permission to do this. Now, I see no reason why we shouldn't get it, because on the 29th of March, the day we were supposed to leave but didn't, we put 60,000 people in Parliament Square that day. We had a stage. We had meetings. We had singing. We had music. We've got a track record. So I've got every reason to think that Sadiq Khan will not stand in its way.
Now, I know the Mayor of London, Sadiq Khan's political views, those of Donald Trump. He allowed that the blimp to go up when the president visited. So we know his opposition to Brexit as well. Are you confident that he will give this the go-ahead, though?
Well, Sadiq Khan has been opposed to Brexit, but you know what? It is happening. Even Gary Lineker over the weekend has finally said after 3.5 years, do you know what? Let's try and make a success of it. I think what you're going to see this month is a big shift of opinion. You know, those that still scream we shouldn't be leaving are going to start looking a little bit stupid. And I think the public are going to become a little bit more intolerant towards that attitude. I know Sadiq Khan. I've known him for years. I may disagree with him on things, but is he a reasonably fair-minded person? Of course he is. And he, as Mayor of London, actually needs to start embracing Brexit and saying, right, OK, we've left the European Union. How do we now become a global leader? And Brexit, arguably, is a chance to do that.
Briefly, Nigel, the days ahead between now and the 31st, Parliament coming back next week, this week now, what's the sort of timetable can you see ramping up between now and the 31st? Will it all be, you know, fun and happiness because the country is leaving, we now have got certainty of what's happening, or is there still a lot more to go with the House of Lords?
Well, there's a lot more to do. I mean, look, we will not know the shape of Brexit really until May or June of this year, because don't forget, whilst we legally leave the EU, we're still in a transition period thereafter. We're still accepting EU law. Is the legislation going to go smoothly in January? Look, he's got a majority of 80. So, you know, we're not going to see the kind of parliamentary dramas we've seen for the last few years. One to watch that no one's noticed is, of course, that under Article 50 of the treaty, the final say isn't Westminster, it's the European Parliament. Now, we don't yet know what date. I think the European Parliament will vote on this on the 30th of January, just to give the whole thing a bit of added drama. But I think even in Brussels now, they've accepted we are leaving. There isn't going to be a second referendum. And that's why, you know, even though, as I say, I don't yet know exactly the shape of this,